This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts, the stories, and the people for the week of May 9th to 13th. Lots of important things being downloaded, if you will. Questions. I think we have more questions than answers, Michael, when you get right down to it, looking at all of these things that are going on and wondering, all of it's piling up. Everything seems to be piling up. There's one pile. You know, I don't know about your kitchen cabinet, if it looks like mine. There's a lot of things piled up. And that's kind of the way I feel about what's going on in the world. I would think you would have, it's a yeoman's job to look around and try to figure out what the story list ought to look like every week, because the pile gets deeper, doesn't it?
No question about it. And a lot of the piles overlap with each other. So you have piles connected to piles. And but you said something very interesting. The questions are far louder and more defined than the answers. We're dealing with rhetorical questions. We're dealing with all kinds of possibilities. And as a result, lots of opinion and little fact to base those opinions on. Because even the experts, even if you talk about COVID, or you talk about the war in Ukraine, or various causes of the economic conditions we're facing, there's, you know, it's good that there are different points of view, but we don't know really what the sources are in terms of true information. I've got the top 10 stories all laid out here for us, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, please, let's go from number 10 to number 1, the story list from Talkers for this week.
All right, number 10, we have wildfires out in the western states, and that ties into the topic of climate change. And number 9, we have a combination of immigration and race relations. At number 8, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with gun control, which always becomes a conversation on talk shows across the country when you have crime and violence, especially gun violence. At number 7, the ongoing saga of Elon Musk and Twitter. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with a whole slew of Trump activities. Donald Trump, on one level, he's being investigated and indicted and subpoenaed and all kinds of problems. And another level, he's trying to be the king of the GOP and set the stage for a 2024 comeback. At number 5, we have a continuation of number 6, partisan politics and the elections, from current elections through the midterms through the presidential election of 2024. It's all on the table. At number 4, COVID-19. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with changes in U.S. foreign policy. And number 1, second week in a row, abortion rights. And that, of course, is it's hard to believe abortion is the number 1 topic, because talk show hosts usually don't like to talk about abortion, but right now it is center stage.
It's like the three things that lazy hosts would always go to was talking about abortion, talking about whether or not the capital punishment systems work, you know, that sort of thing, gun control. Those are all the lazy man's conversational topics until you get into a situation like now, yeah. Okay, excuse me, you're on the people list. Yeah.
Yeah, the people list. At number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Elon Musk at 9. Congressman Josh Hawley at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin is number 6. Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5. Donald Trump is at 4. Number 3 is Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2 is Vladimir Putin. And number 1 is Joe Biden. Another crazy week in paradise.
I was thinking of you when the business of climate change and wondering what impacts our weather. Sometimes people go out as far as looking at the sun and the sun storms and what that may be. But this week, my imagination went even further than that. And I'm betting yours did, too, because you and I enjoy these stories about what's going on in space and the discovery, or at least I don't know that it's a discovery. It's a visual some sort of confirmation as to that black hole that's in the middle of our galaxy. And because it is as huge as it is, and you think about our galaxy and the fact that this thing is like, what, 27,000 light years away or some unimaginable distance, and yet that's within our own galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our sector of the universe. And the universe, I mean, just it back to boggling your mind. We have, look, all of these things that are troubling us on the story list, and they all seem inconsequential when you look at the enormity of what else there is, what else goes on, how else the universe is shaped.
Obviously, as Carl Sagan called it, a pale blue dot. Yeah. And on that little pale blue dot is every life that ever lived in the human race, every story of history, every battle, every war, every book ever written, every song ever recorded, every religion, all the family lineages, and our history all the way back to the beginning of the human race and life itself. All, everything we know, everybody we know, all exists on that pale little blue dot, a speck in a giant infinite ocean of cosmology.
Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but think about something, again, we can't even begin to imagine. This thing is 4 million times the size of our sun. It's called Sagittarius A. There have been a lot of inferences, but no sighting until now. And this is a photo, sort of.
The way they do this is they're able to tell that black holes are there by the impact they have on the stars that surround them.
Mm-hmm. They suck them in.
So
basically,
they don't just suck them in. What they do is, in many cases, they cause them to go into orbit around them. A black hole has the same basic premise, the same basic effect on the space around it as a star. A black hole is a star whose gravity is so powerful, almost infinite, to the point that light cannot escape it, that even photons, even light cannot get the kind of escape velocity necessary to leave the star. As a result, they appear black, which means they don't appear at all. We can't see them.
Right.
Now we're starting to see them because there's a little bit of a haze around the event horizon, and some of them actually spew out beams of energy. So you can see them. So now with the new telescopes that we have and the amazing technology that astronomers have, we're actually able to now see these black holes, or evidence of them, visual evidence of black holes that before we could not possibly imagine seeing, but we knew that they were there based upon mathematical theory.
Yep. Wow. Also based on, well, I suppose this is a mathematical theory, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which is, I think, what you're referring to, in essence.
Yes.
Predictions that he made well over 100 years ago as to what is out there, energy is never lost. It just changes form.
That's a whole other area of controversy with black holes that the late Stephen Hawking was involved in. And they call it Hawking radiation. The fact that Hawking discovered that actually black holes eventually start to evaporate, and given enough time, will disappear. All of the stuff that went in them is now going to come out of them.
Yep.
But we don't know anything about black holes in terms of what they really mean. This is an area of physics where everything that we know breaks down. And we're really facing a set of unknowns that are greater than what we do know.
it's hugely important to have a grasp of this, and yet we still are spending a lot of time trying to deal with the issues of the day that seem pretty simplistic as compared to this. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here to discuss with me the stories and the people, more discussing it with you. We continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me take you back to 1997 for a moment. The folks at Calitrin set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody. They tested it. They did studying. They went through all kinds of machinations to come up with Calitrin, which is the healthiest weight loss formula ever created. They're, you know, think about this. They've been around for 25 years. You know, and I know, there are things on the market right now. You can see the ads all over the internet. You can hear ads on radio and television for these things. They are here today and literally gone tomorrow. Not the case with Calitrin. Hundreds of thousands of successful uses of this. People all over the place talking about their journal to better health. You can get some of their stories by going to Calitrin's website. It's toploss.com. So the underscore here is this is a product that works. Now there are three ways to deliver it. The traditional capsules, the liquid, and now in powder form. Check it all out. And by the way, get to the bottom line. Lose the weight. Keep it off naturally with Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons, it's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's now 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen to go where no man has gone. That's what we're doing. Kinda,
well,
right?
I do want to say, since we're speaking about stars and space, I want to throw a plug out for the new Star Trek called Strange New Worlds, you know, to go where no one has gone before. This one's a good one. Finally, after years of crap, the Star Trek producers have decided to please the fans, and this new show is fantastic.
But you know what's so annoying about it? It's on a pay service.
Tell me about it.
Instead of going to the movies to see these things on a big screen where they need to be seen, the energy that goes into creating this quote-unquote need to fill the spaces of the streaming outfits that are sending you product that you can only watch on a small screen, it is anathema to me. I find it I find it annoying as hell, frankly, because a lot of these movies that are out, I'm very interested in, have followed them as long as they have been around, and I want to see them on a big screen. And basically, I'm being told I can't. Even if I want to pay for it, I can't see it on a big screen. It's absurd. Frank.
Well, that's an interesting topic that you bring up, the changes in our culture when it comes to cinema, movie theaters, television, and streaming networks. All of this is part of the change we're going through. Of course, I do want to point out, as a counterpoint to what you said, that never before in the history of television have we had such opportunity to have big screens in our house with great sound systems, home theaters, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There are big screens or whatever. Okay, let's go back to us to something else that sort of is mind-blowing. We're talking about the stars and the moon and the stuff that's up above and down below. This past week, paleontologists discovered a 66-million-year-old fossilized dinosaur embryo, an unhatched dinosaur. How about that? What does that mean? We could live Jurassic Park in reality. Somebody could take this into a laboratory conceivably, right? And cook it up, and we've got a dinosaur. Stranger things. You think this movie's coming to real life. Yes? What do you think of that?
I think that every time I turn on TV, I see some kind of a T-Rex running around, and it's Jurassic Park 83.
I know, right. They're all
yeah. It's the it's same a scene. A dinosaur yeah. chasing a guy in a car on a muddy road.
I can't get it. Watching those creatures eat... I don't know.
Yeah, you have to have the obligatory scene where the beast comes down and grabs the poor victim in his jaws and chomps him.
Yeah, right. The end of that. That's it.
That's what's going to happen to us now, for real.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this is a dinosaur egg. It was unhatched. How do you even know what that is going to lead to? If the thing has been produced, does that mean the internal side of it is no good, or could we imagine?
As long as there are no two eggs, at least, you know, if it's only one dinosaur, eventually, you know, we'll be able to...
breed him with a rhino or something. Who knows? An elephant.
Gosh.
There we go. Okay, let's talk about number three, the economy. Stock market was mixed this past week, up and down and sideways. There is a question. Actually, the economy is tied to number seven, I think, Elon Musk and Twitter. That's a huge deal that may not happen.
Because I know he's putting it on hold.
Right.
For reasons that I can't figure out. He sent out a tweet that doesn't make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have it in front of me, but it just doesn't make sense to me. And if you can find it, we can go over it. If not, just leave it suffice.
No, I can find it.
It doesn't make sense.
We have to pause, though, for a few things for the items of interest from our local stations here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28-pack.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the growing baby formula shortage in the United States.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now, and I think we're going to be making some significant progress very shortly.
Speaking at the White House, he said the response must be both cautious and speedy. Republicans have accused the Biden administration of being late and slow since this problem was on their radar back in February. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. The judge adding a decision will be made before May 23rd. USA Radio News. There's a plot twist in Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Elon Musk said Friday morning his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, but added he remains committed to the acquisition. Musk wants to confirm the information that fake accounts make up less than 5% of users. Musk's acquisition of the social media platform was agreed to last month with a price tag of $44 billion. As of Friday morning, Twitter was worth about $35 billion.
A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this weekend. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The fun zone. I don't know how much fun this is. Actually, it's fun for Michael and I to get together every week and right. Go through all of the things that are weathering the storm, shall we say. The
right.
Charts
in
from Talkers Magazine.
Blasphemy.
Yes, right.
Way, my gosh.
Horrible. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. Did you want to talk more about the black hole? What did we say?
No, we were talking about Twitter.
All right.
Musk put out a tweet
about a black
saying,
hole.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah. All right.
Musk puts out a tweet. Now, the guy has got a $43 billion deal going. Totally yep. is the center of attention. Everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden he, you know, arbitrarily puts out a tweet about Twitter, a tweet saying, listen to this, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. I'm laughing because that is basically saying, hey, we want to make sure that what they're claiming is true, that it's only less than 5% of users. It took me about 2 hours this morning to figure, you know, to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's convoluted, and basically, he should. That's the thing that's putting it on hold, you know, not like yeah. how much money it's making.
Who's he kidding?
I get the feeling, I don't know, there's something about him, I got to tell you, that really makes me unsettled.
Well, and, is it that people like that, people who are able to imagine and create what he's created to create the kind of wealth that he has, there's a genius that goes with that. And usually
correct.
With genius, there is a bit of dishevelment, if you will. People yeah. don't think, the average person doesn't think in a way that would be, that creates, allows you to create all of this wealth. I'm not even sure he set out to make the money. I think he just is quirky enough to have imagined, okay, how do we do pen pal? Or how do we do PayPal pen pal?
PayPal, right. No, but yeah. you see what happens? What happens in our society is that we suddenly all just bestow an individual with all kinds of superhuman powers, and we trust them with more than they originally set out to accomplish. In other words, yes, is he a creative genius? Definitely. Has he built some companies that are impressive? Yes. But this whole Twitter thing has taken it to a different level, where there's just acceptance. Oh, yeah, he can buy whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, and he's a genius. He knows something we don't know. He's
really?
He's
what's
plugged
that?
In. I don't know. In other words, we bestow other mortals with superhuman powers.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to give you another example of how silly we are. We have, in a way, we've made a hero out of the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. As an example of that, he signed a Major League Baseball that was put up at auction this week, sold for $50,000 so that they can create this. There's a fund that's helping the people who have been displaced by, you know, the war in Ukraine. So some collector in the Midwest bought a baseball that has nothing. I mean, he's not a baseball player. He's a guy.
But at least, but this is for charity, you know.
No, I understand that. It just, but is he the one now? He's the one getting the attention. So he's the hero of the day. He's the person of the day. He's the one that everybody. Ah, I gotta, you know, if he signed a T-shirt or something 2 years ago, would it have been worth anything? No, people didn't even know who the guy was.
Right.
So.
Right. Circumstances create this aura around people in which we bestow upon them more than the facts warrant. That's basically what we're saying. And, you know, look, when Sarah Palin first popped on the scene, who was this brilliant governor of, you know, Alaska?
Yeah, right. I'm voting for her. She's cute.
She should be president.
Right.
How about Andrew Cuomo? He ran a few press conferences and called in the National Guard at one of the points in the pandemic when everybody was panicked. Immediately, get Biden off the ticket. Put Cuomo on.
He harasses some of his help.
we're too quick to trust and bestow upon people we don't know, other human beings with superhuman powers. And that's because we're desperate to believe that somebody out there has the answer.
Well, why aren't we desperate to believe in ourselves? Why don't we believe in ourselves?
That's the ongoing conflict between the rights of the individual versus the so-called needs of the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, and maybe along that same line of what you were just talking about, who gets to be on the top of the heap? Tom Brady signs a deal with Fox this week to be the highest paid analyst they've ever had, making about as much money for doing that as he is making as a quarterback. And Al Michaels is the one who really started all of this, because at his age, he's my age, he got a deal for $11 million to just do these things on Amazon.
Yeah.
And
Tom Brady should be a coach, not an analyst. He should be a coach. He's a brilliant football strategist.
Maybe he should do both.
Tony Romo is succeeding beyond anybody's wildest expectations as a color caller.
I thought he had a restaurant chain.
I forgot about Tony Romo's ribs.
It's Tony Roma. It was a different
Roma. I remember that from. Yeah. Did that
he was the. Well, he had some visible girlfriend. That was what his claim to fame wasn't football. He had some hot girlfriend. Seems
Tony
to me.
Romo is from Central Casting. He's handsome.
Yeah.
He's personable. He's likable. He's smart, and he's the best football color caller I've ever seen. He's stunningly accurate. He tells you what the next play is going to be. He reads the minds of the coaches. He's in a perfect place.
Better than Boomer?
Better than anybody. Better than Boomer. Boomer's good, too. But I think Tony Romo's the best color caller in football. I'm not the only one who thinks that, obviously. He's making a fortune and doing very well. As far as Tom Brady, his strength is he's able to look at the field and in one flash of a microsecond figure out what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's where does end that ball? Yep. Jessica Simpson was who I was thinking about, that dated Tony Romo for quite a long time. Not that that means anything to anybody. It's just one of those passing comments. Back to the countdown. And
I thought you were dating her.
No, but I wouldn't have minded.
Go on.
Russia and Ukraine. Number two, Finland is moving toward NATO, and there are a lot of people who are supporting them. You know, they have a 830-mile border with Russia. They want protection because they don't trust the Russians. I remember taking a trip, a talk radio trip, and going up to northern Finland, driving into Russia on a little back road. There was no custom and nothing. We just drove in a little bus, three or four of us, across the border of Finland into Russia. I don't think you were on that trip with
me. No, I avoided that trip. I remember I was following it. I was involved in setting it up somehow, but I didn't go. And I hear the drive from Norway to the Finland-Russia border was a very long, arduous drive. Do you recall? I remember.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. But what was your thoughts? What are your
like
thoughts
Jessica,
about
what, yeah. Finland going into NATO?
No. First, what were your thoughts about being in Russia? In Finland, did you see anything of interest?
It reminded me of going from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. Just like, it was no big deal. And at the time, this would be 1996, 1997, somewhere in there. And I just was in awe at how porous the border was. You know, we talk about how porous our border is. The number nine item this week on the story list is immigration problems. All these people, the government's doing nothing. People are coming across the border, mostly the southern border, in throngs, many of them carrying drugs and that stuff. And, you know, I think we want to protect our border. And in this case, apparently things were so cool, calm, and collected between the Finns and the Russians that literally nobody paid attention. This was like a back dirt road that we took. The driver knew the road, and so we didn't have to have passports out. I remember checking. We went to St. Petersburg, which is up in that northern part, not far from Finland. Let's call Leningrad today, or has it been changed back to St. Petersburg? I can't remember. That was the most beautiful thing I saw in Russia. I thought the Kremlin there was fabulous. We had an afternoon with the mayor of St. Petersburg. I remember this guy reminded me of the bad guys that you see on all the TV shows. The bad Russian. But he was very interesting, very charming, very good English.
And his head was shaven, and the back of his neck was all wrinkled.
He had a triple X on the back of his neck.
Yeah. So let's change gears here. And what do you think about the fact that Finland wants to join NATO?
I think all of these countries need to be in NATO, and then it would be nice if NATO would actually do something.
Do we want NATO to do anything? How would you like for suddenly Russia to attack Finland, and now we have to go to war against Russia to protect Finland?
Come see, come saw, isn't it? I mean, there's strength in unity, strength in numbers, and the more people that are on there, you know, the Russians say they attacked Ukraine because they didn't want them to join NATO, because they were worried. NATO's not going to do anything unless they're provoked, and even now they've been provoked and they're not doing anything. So, you know, one wonders all of this stuff. The geopolitical world is so full of themselves.
Well, let's talk a bit more about this on the other side of the break, because we've left. We don't have time. All right, next
45.
Next week.
We'll see. We have time for 45 past the hour. The people list from Talkers Magazine this week includes 10 people who are very much a part of the stories that are in the top list, which, by the way, is published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to check these stories out. Number 10 is Xi Jinping, leader of China. Elon Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell, number 7. Joe Manchin, 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Mr. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And Joe Biden is at the top of the list, as you can imagine, with an overview of what's going on in the White House. As always, a focus on the president, isn't there? Isn't that interesting how we always seem to be, we put the president first. Even, is he really the most important? He's the most talked about person. A lot of times people confuse the fact that he's the most talked about, or whoever is in the number one slot, are they the most important or just being discussed the most? Are they two things that are the same? In my mind, the answer to that is no. But that's the people list anyway. This week from Talkers.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. These are the items that have been discussed most according to the research on talk radio around the country. At number 10, the situation with the wildfires in the Southwest and what that's doing. If you look out the window in that part of the world, what do you see? Some of the pictures are really pretty dramatic. At number 9, immigration problems continue, connected to drugs especially. And that's connected to number 8, the crime, the violence as a relationship to immigration in part. Elon Musk at number 7 with the Twitter purchase, to do or not to do, that's the question. January 6th is number 6. The political arena, number 5. COVID's 4. The economy is 3. The war is 2. And the discussion of Roe v. Wade is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Michael, final thoughts on issues of the week.
Well, as I said earlier, it's a crazy week. We left off with Russia and Finland. Look, anything that further exacerbates Russia's security paranoia is not a good thing.
So you don't think Finland should be a part of NATO?
Whether they're part of NATO or not is their business and NATO's business, but anything that increases our chances to go to war with Russia because they're bugging other people makes me nervous.
Mm. What makes me nervous is that one guy can make all this trouble for the entire world. That's what makes me nervous. All right, Michael, thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show here at 10 before the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he is one in a million. like that black hole that was discovered this week in the middle of the galaxy is a big black hole. How do we even imagine? I mean, you're a professor of law, so you don't get into this with your students, although it's going to be an interesting conversation to have with students as to what they imagine a black hole to be like. What it is. What are you, 27,000 light years away, and it's in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. What do you suppose, who's in charge of legal stuff in the galaxy? Do we know?
The right's there. You know, the thing is, I'm fascinated by that. And frankly, one of the biggest things that hit me is that black holes are so dense that light is not, the gravity is such that light can't even escape. So I'm trying to figure out what is the source of the red color if there is no light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing fascinates me.
We'll check with Albert Einstein and get back to you next week. All right.
I will.
Now, on our list, the Ukrainian war number 2 this week, and since you are the king, not of scammers, but of helping people get away from or be aware of scams, there is a huge problem with scammers seizing on opportunity because of the war, not only on our side, but the Russians, as they're great at creating scams. They've been creating content that is, that's getting people to donate to things that don't exist. I mean, look out for these, and I don't know what do you go for in terms of names. That's what is off-putting about this, because the Russians aren't doing a great job in the war, but they're doing a great job. Like there's one I saw, the pro-separatist videos that were part of supposedly an engagement, you know, help they're saying help the Ukrainians beat the Russians, and it's the Russians who are doing the scam.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's been incredible. This war has, you know, is the first major war where cyber warfare has been a part of it. And you're right. The scammers, both government related from Russia and then just all kinds of opportunist scammers, have been hitting on this and hitting on it, contacting people in every way. They've been phones, calls. And the thing is, even if you're on the federal do not call list, legitimate charities are allowed to call you. So the scammers will call and pretend they're legitimate charities. They're contacting people and showing up on social media. TikTok has had a lot of fake videos trying to get people to donate. The thing is, you can't tell. You absolutely can't tell which is legitimate and which is not, which is why there's a great resource you can go to that'll do the job for you. And it's called charitynavigator.org. Mm-hmm. And it's a website you can go to that you put in the name of the charity, and it'll tell you first if it's legit, and second of all, where the real contact information is, because you may be contacted by a scammer posing as a legitimate charity. So you find out what's legit, where they are. You'll also find out how much of what they collect, you and I have talked about this before, actually goes towards the charitable
exactly.
purposes, and
yep.
how much to line their own pocket. And
yep.
there have been some that have been very popular that have really disappointed me when I find out
yep.
they're lining their own pocket.
Red Cross is a perfect example of that as far as I'm concerned. All right, here's another scam that has come to light this past week. And Google is suing a scammer that's using its facilities as an online puppy fraud scheme. Did you see this? People are paying thousands of dollars for so-called purebred puppies and they don't exist. Wow.
Yeah, I wrote about this a lot, actually, on Scamicide.com, and it was good to see Google actually stepping up to police people who are using their services for scams. What the puppy fraud has always been a problem, people buying non-existent puppies online, but it just went crazy. It became a pandemic during the pandemic, and so many people, you know, wanted these dogs for all kinds of emotional support, and
yep.
I totally understand that. They'll take photos from other legitimate sites and put them
yep.
on there. The
yep.
bottom line is, you know, sometimes they'll proclaim that they're American Kennel Society, you know, approved, and frankly, there aren't any. The
oh.
thing is, if they are registered with the AKC, the litters would be registered with the AKC. Bottom line is, you really shouldn't buy any kind of a dog without actually seeing the dog and
yeah.
having a vet check. So you got to be really wary with any kind of online animal purchase.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.